welcome to this special report, which is all about how being oblivious, which is what the masses are, works very well during easy times and during a bubble expansion when everything is convenient, everything is affordable, everything's easy. But that being oblivious is catastrophic in downturns and times of crisis, times of war, times of collapse. Now, if you're listening to this, you are obviously someone who values information. You're probably, I mean, we share this, you and I and all of us here. When you talk to a group of friends or you talk to your family members, you will notice very quickly, you're already aware of this, that you are the most informed person and that almost everybody else is utterly clueless about the world. They're clueless about what's in the vaccine. They're clueless about even the vaccine, how it was never proven safe and effective. They're clueless about the origins of COVID, clueless about central banks, you know, clueless about history, clueless about what's really happening in Ukraine with Russia, just incredibly clueless at every conceivable level. And they also tend to be clueless about their own health. They don't know how to run their own body. They don't know anything about nutrition or food or really anything. Or, you know, supply chains or where things come from. They're just totally clueless. So that term, obliviousness, does apply to most people. And as I mentioned here up front, that when times are easy, it's easy to be oblivious. Now, when I say times are easy, I'm talking about primarily economically and also a lack of major wars. So when you look at that in the United States, you got to look at 1971, Richard Nixon taking us off the gold standard, which unleashed decades of money printing for the United States, which will, of course, have catastrophic consequences that are about to be extracted from our reality. But that for the last 50 years, everything related to the economy has been, for the most part, ridiculously easy, especially compared to where it's going. Now, I know interest rates were crazy high in the late 1970s, and I know there was the dot-com crash, and I know we had the Black Monday stock market crash of, what was that, 1987. And, you know, there have been moments of hard times, but by and large, money has been easy to come by, profits have been easy, and acquiring goods has been easy. The ability to afford food and consumer goods and housing and cars and all these things has been incredibly easy. And during these easy times, if someone was completely oblivious, it didn't really matter. They could spend their time focused on daytime television, celebrity news, sports, celebrity poker festivals, or just whatever, all kinds of nonsense that doesn't even matter in the world. But they could spend their lives focused on those things because they didn't have to worry. Everything was really easy. Everything was convenient. But the cost of obliviousness is about to be felt by everybody, and it is going to be nothing short of devastating. So just think about, if you have money in the bank, what's the cost of being oblivious? Well, the cost is losing all the value of the money that you have in the bank, because to those people who don't know that the dollar is collapsing, they will never get out of the dollar, and they'll hold on to it until the moment of collapse. And then they will lose their minds and say, oh my God, what happened to my money? Well, it's worthless now. And then they'll say, well, how did that happen? You know? And then people like you and I will be like, what? Have you not been paying attention for the last decade? I mean, or even since 2008, are you completely oblivious? And the answer is yes, they are oblivious. That's why they don't know. Or have you noticed a lot of vaccinated people are dying now? More and more of them in the hospitals with extreme illness now. And it's primarily among those who are vaccinated. And at some point, they're going to be near death in the hospital bed. And they're going to be saying, oh my God, what happened? And it's the same answer from people like you and I. It's like, what, have you not been paying attention? People who took the vaccines are dying. The vaccines destroy your immune system. The vaccines eat away your organs. The spike protein is a biological weapon. Have you not heard any of this before? You're not familiar with these concepts? And of course, they aren't, because they've been living in, you know, the land of oblivion. And that's where their attention is focused. Same thing with food scarcity. So these oblivious people, one day here in the not too distant future, they're going to show up at the grocery store like, oh my gosh, all the shelves are empty. What's going on? And if they ask you, you're like, what, have you not been paying attention? Did you not hear about the fertilizer shortage, the railroads shutting down logistics, deliveries of fertilizer? Have you not heard about the shortage of natural gas, the shortage of supply chain parts for agricultural equipment, the rising price of diesel, and on and on and on? And they're like, what are you talking about? I never heard any of that. You know, they're just whining. Because they were focused on, you know, online poker and sports and celebrities and vacation tourist destinations and other news and, oh, television cuisine, like eating programs or whatever. It's like, so you spent your life focused on things that don't matter, and now you're utterly oblivious and clueless as the bleep is hitting the fan, affecting you, and you don't know what to do. Because these are people who don't have any extra stored food. They think prepping is silly. They don't own any gold because they were told that gold is an ancient relic and that dollars are the modern money, right? So they don't have any gold or silver. They probably don't own firearms. They don't have ammunition. They have nothing to barter with, nothing to trade. They have no knowledge, no assets, and no food. I mean, how do you think that's going to go down for those people? Not very well. Many of them will die. And they will die from ignorance. They will die from their obliviousness, in other words. They had no information, and it killed them. So, as we walk around the world, you and I, we are compassionate people. We try to help others. That's the reason I do what I do. And I know that you try to help others as well. You probably tried to have conversations with people and they weren't interested in hearing it, but you tried, right? If you care about other human beings, you try to keep them informed, but they reject it. And so they choose their own outcomes, you see. They choose their path. And they've chosen a path of, well, destruction and economic suicide and despair and suffering and whatever else goes along with that. That's a path they've chosen. And yet you and I have chosen a different path. We've chosen a path of survival, a path of resiliency, a path of self-reliance, and also, to some extent, a path of helping others where we can, even those who were oblivious. Although we tried to help them first with information, there's going to come a day where they may need our help in terms of other things like, oh, emergency supply of hydrogen peroxide or emergency supply of a bag of rice or whatever. So it is important to try to help these people, but never confuse them with someone who is informed. Even when they are helped, they will not understand what is happening. They will misunderstand what's coming. They will miss it entirely. This is not going to be a one-time event. You know, the dollar collapse, the food scarcity, war with Russia. This is going to be a prolonged multi-year event. And if you start to consider vaccine damage and vaccine deaths, it's going to be a decade of deaths from the vaccines, you know, via cancer and autoimmune disorders and so on. So do not ever make the mistake of thinking that these people, these oblivious masses, are somehow suddenly one day going to be red-pilled and become preppers and realize that you were right this whole time. That's not going to happen. They're going to muddle along in their obliviousness because that's who they are. That they've already proven that. I mean, there are so many opportunities for people to wake up right now. Just look around. Look at the inflation. Look at the food scarcity. Look at war with Russia. But these people, they tend to believe the lies and propaganda of mainstream media. So they are forever lost in their delusional, artificial worlds that the media paints for them. The media projects these spells. You know, the media is like spellcasters projecting illusions of sorcery. And it is in those illusions that these people live. And if you give them a bag of rice, it doesn't shatter the illusion. It just helps them live a little longer in their illusion. They're not going to climb out of that very easily, mark my words. In fact, I dare say that what actually shatters people's illusions is when their world falls apart because they've relied on the illusion and they suddenly find themselves in a situation that doesn't add up. It's not consistent with the illusion that they've been living in. So although I tend to say let's help as many people as we can, the deeper truth might be that if you give somebody a bag of rice, you may be prolonging their time in their delusion, where if they don't have the bag of rice and they face, at least for a moment, a starvation crisis, that might be what's necessary to shatter their illusion and pull them out of that and then finally red pill them. And then they would begin to think about the importance of, you know, having backup supplies and things like that. So be very careful about your role of handing out supplies and who you hand them to and what messages go along with that. Again, my default response to people is to, you know, help as many people as possible. But I also want to help those people where it counts the most. So, you know, if you have a choice, you have a limited supply of stuff and everything is limited, would you rather hand it out to people who are awake and aware and who are understanding what's going on in the world and might actually be part of the solution of rebuilding society after the collapse? Or are you going to hand out your supplies to oblivious masses who are just going to burn through it and still be completely clueless and probably still believing CNN and maybe even people who will fight against you in the future because they're going to turn into desperate, you know, roving zombies looking for food and sustenance? And, you know, just you got to be wise in your choices. So just keep that in mind. Help as many people as you can, but try to help them up front right now with information so that they can prepare themselves. You know, the saying, teach a man to fish and he can provide his own food, rather than just giving him a fish. So those are my thoughts on the subject. Check out my new free downloadable audiobook. It's called Resilient Prepping, and it's available at resilientprepping.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all of your support, and thank you for being informed and for not being oblivious, because it's going to be up to people like you and I and all of us to put this society back together again after the globalists attempt to destroy it. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care.